Thank you. Senses overwhelmed by the joy of having his physical association. The gopis could not prevent their hair, their dresses, and their clothes covering their breasts from becoming disheveled, their garlands and ornaments scattered. O hero of the Kuru dynasty, text 18. Krishna Vrititi Timbak, Krishna Vikriti Tam Viksha Momoho Kechara Shriya. Kamadita shamshakascha sagamo vishmito bhavet. The wives of the demigods, observing Krishna's playful activities from the airplanes, were entranced and became agitated with lust. Even the moon and his entourage, the stars, became astonished. Text 19, today's verse, please repeat. Krivatavantam. Kritvatavantam hatmanam
Kritvatavantam hatmanam
Yavati gopayoshita
Yavati gopayoshita
Premesha bhagavamstabir
Premesha bhagavamstabir
Atmaramo pilaya
Atmaramo pilaya
Kritvatavantam hatmanam
Kritvatavantam hatmanam
Yavati gopayoshita Premesha bhagavamstabir Atmaramo pilaya Kritvatavantam hatmanam Yavati gopayoshita Premesha bhagavamstabir Atmaramo pilaya Kritva
making
tam vatam that many times. Atmanam, himself. Yavati, as many as. Gopayoshita, cowherd women. Reme, enjoy. Sa, he. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Tabi, with them. Atma arama, self-satisfied. Api, also. Nilaya, as a pastime. So, translation purple, with divine grace, disciples of divine grace, expanding himself as many times as there were cowherd women to associate with, the Supreme Lord, though self-satisfied, playfully enjoyed their company. And short purple. As Srila Vishnu Chakravarti points out, it has already been explained that Lord Krishna is eternally free from material desire, perfect on a platform of spiritual satisfaction. Om Agyanatamarandasya Vyanjana Salakaya Chakshumi Tanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kathamayam Vidhate Swapitantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Pradhamam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagatatam Saganatam Vaganatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Vita Shri Savikamstra He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Suti Devi Pancha-kalpa-tru-vishtha, kripa-sindhu-vijata, patitana-pahar-vibhyo, vaishnavi-vodamo-namaha, Sri-Krishna-chaitanya-prabhu-nityananda, Shri-advaita-kalaraj, Shri-vasati-gopura-bhakta-minda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namaste, Sarasati, Holy Bhagavad Chaman, Namaste, Sundarvati, Krishna, Sadhari. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. So we continue with the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's entitled the Rasa Dance. And what is being described here is not the activities of an ordinary person. What is being described here is the activities of the Supreme Person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these pastimes are in relationship to his most advanced, you could say, or intimate devotees, the gopis. And what's being expressed here is pure unadulterated love, exchanges of love. This is what is the constitution of the spiritual world, is that all the pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead are an act of love, devotion, act of love and devotion. And see this... here, explaining text 19, how Krishna expanded himself as many times as there were cowherd women. This should help us to understand that we are speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is countless millions of gopis, it's described, like billions, and Krishna expanded himself into each and every single one of each and every single. To be with each and every single gopi, unbeknown to each other, So, also Krishna, this shouldn't, for Krishna, he can do these things, he can do such a thing. Also, Narada Muni, when he was visiting Dwarka, he went to take darshan of Krishna. And Krishna had many wives. He had 16,108 wives, is that correct? 16,108 wives. Yeah. And in Dwarka, each of these wives had a separate palace. So 16,108 palaces. And Narada Muni, when he went to take darshan of Krishna to see the phenomena of Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka, actually, Narada Muni saw that Krishna had expanded himself again to accompany each of the 16,108 wives in the 16,108 palaces. So this is all going on by the internal spiritual energy. And he saw that Krishna, he was doing something different in each and every palace. In one palace he was greeting the ministers, in another palace he was doing his puja, etc. In another palace he was exchanging in nice pleasing talk with his wives. And this way Narada Muni was amazed at Krishna's potency. Yeah. And what to speak of 16,108 forms, Krishna has expanded himself to accompany each and every living entity. Described, isn't it? Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as the expansion of Paramatma in his localized aspect. So, what is impossible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Nothing is impossible for him. Now, the problem is when the tiny jiva tries to imitate such pastimes. When the tiny jiva thinks that he is one with that Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinks he is one with, or everything is one with. Yeah. His pastimes, his leela, are not to be imitated, because he's acting as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. His instructions in Gita are to be followed, but his acts of his position as a Supreme Personality of Godhead are not to be followed. You can try if you want. You can start by trying to lift Govardhan Hill. Yeah? You can, or any old hill. Yeah? You can start with that. Yeah? And this is the position of Krishna. I mean, Krishna is completely pure, and everything he does is completely pure. And even also powerful controllers, they are so powerful that it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, described later in this pastime actually. Maharaj Parikshit asked some very intelligent questions about Krishna's position. You know, it's not such a good thing to do to dance with young ladies at night. So he described, is this what the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be doing? Is this so then Sukadeva Goswami explains Krishna's position. He explains actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he explains in just like powerful controllers, then they are not to be criticized by any audacious transgression of morality that we may, from our limited position, may see in them. So clues like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, you know, their position is not compromised by any so-called audacious transgression of morality. Describe that they are just like the sun. It's very powerful. Just like the sun can purify water even in a dirty place. So the activities of supreme controllers are not to be imitated. Prabhupada says, even in dreams. And then Prabhupada explained it, that otherwise one will be destroyed. And he gives the example of Lord Shiva, who drank the he drank the poison from the churning of the milk ocean. Then he became known as the blue floating one, isn't it? Nilakanta. And Prabhupada describes there that anyone who tries to imitate the Lord by drinking poison, or he describes smoking ganja, and some people claim that Shiva does, then they will be destroyed. Then their lifespan will be cut short. So we are not meant to, this is the position of the living entity that we're trying to imitate. Yeah? We are supposed to, just like the gopis here, they are dancing with Krishna. And it's described that they're dancing with Krishna. And they are eternal servants of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord. And their dancing with Krishna is very beautiful and it's very enchanting. Because they're moving under the direction, or they're moving and they're dancing under Krishna's direction, under Krishna's will. So everything is going on very, it looks very beautiful. So in the same way Prabhupada actually describes in the Krishna book, he actually describes that Krishna's dancing and singing is to be seen throughout the whole world. Yeah? But some are dancing and singing under the influence of the external energy. Yeah? In other words, they are trying to imitate Krishna under the grips of the three modes of material nature. One is going against Krishna's direction. One is going against Krishna's will. So they are dancing, no doubt, but they are dancing under the grips of the three modes of material nature. Yeah? Under the grips of Janma, Mrityu, Jaya, Vyadi, Dukkha, Dosha, Darshana. This is what we get from trying to imitate Krishna. Yeah? So we say imitate Krishna. For some probably it's quite direct, but for most of us it's indirect. People do not know, but actually we're trying to put ourselves in the center, and everyone is to facilitate us, isn't it? In the material world, this is janashyamoho ahamamiti. Generally we think of three things: I, me, and mine. Yeah? And that's the way we view the world, with ourselves in the center. Yeah? If you look at a world map from England, yeah, what will be in the centre? England, and everything goes out left and right. If you go to Australia, what's in the centre?
Australia,
and everything else goes left or right to that. You know? So everyone, in other words, the expanded one is the centre is us. Yeah? Yeah? This is so. In that sense, we are trying to imitate Krishna. Yeah? We are trying to be in the center. Yeah? Perhaps we would like to be on the altar. this is the condition. This is the nature of the jiva. Although he's insignificant, he is trying to be significant. In one sense, in relation to Krishna, just like the gopis, they are very significant because they're perfectly lined up to Krishna. And Prabhupada describes in the Bhagavad Gita as well, describes in purport to describes as all surrender unto me, I will do accordingly, everyone follows my path in all respects. What's the Sanskrit? Prabhupada in the purport very nicely describes how Krishna is like a diamond and the devotees are like a gold ring. And devotees who are dancing or who are acting according to Krishna's direction, they shine. Yeah? And together, they shine very beautifully. Yeah? So similar. Yeah? But trying to be independent and joyous, yeah? Trying to be the center, this is what the insignificant jiva is trying to do. And it's a sad town. It's a sad, actually, it's really. It's sad tale, isn't it? But remember, you see some people, especially teenagers, like to sign their name on walls or whatever. So-and-so was here. Is it really, is there the most, you know, I was here, you know? Like Joe was here, big deal. Who is Joe? You know, but they're thinking, yeah, I let everyone know who walks past this garage or past this door that I was here. You know? That's for Krishna, you know, it's for Krishna. He can do that. I was here on planet Earth 5,000 years ago, and I manifest these different pastimes, beautiful pastimes. That's for Krishna. Krishna can write, I was here, and everyone would be interested and take some note. But it's the poor little living entity is trying desperately to be in the center. But the more we try and do that, then the more we will meet distress. The more our life will become inauspicious. Even from the material platform, we can see, even materially speaking, persons possess different qualities of character if they're engaged in some type of philanthropic work. You can see persons who engage in voluntary work. They're more resembling coming to the mode, to one degree or another, sattva-guna. Yeah? More peaceful to one degree. Yeah? But the more we can see that the archetype person who tries to center everything around them, you can see this is classically displayed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, described especially the story of Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and many other archetype demons. Where they were convinced that they were the lord of the whole of creation. Even they had the audacity to actually challenge Krishna himself. Even when the lord appeared in the form of Lord Narsimhadev, then Hiranyakashipu is an amazing form, half man, half lion, and roaring. His roaring could be heard throughout all the universes. I don't know if anyone's heard a lion's roar. Very loud, and very fearful. So he sees this form of Lord Narsimhadev, and he concludes that this must be Vishnu. He says, "What is this? What is this? Is this Vishnu, my enemy?" And then what does he do? He tries to fight him. He's an illusion. He tries to. And of course, Lord Narsimhadev plays with Hiranyakashipu, isn't it? He's described that he plays with him just like a cat plays with a mouse. Some cat play with a mouse, it runs, the cat, or if it's got the mouse cornered, will run forward and whack the mice and then just step back and watch which way the mice is going to go with his eyes. And then when he moves, he pounces again, plays with him, throws him down, goes back and watches again. Similarly, the Lord was very much playing with Hiranyakashipu. And the demigods were getting a bit afraid as well. Waste no time, waste no time, slay him, slay him. The same with Hiranyaksha as well. The Lord was playing with Hiranyaksha when he was fighting Hiranyakashipu's brother, Hiranyaksha. And demigods were saying, waste no time, kill him, kill him, kill him. Here we can see a wonderful example of how wonderful these pastimes here. The devotees are actually engaged just solely and wholly for Krishna's pleasure. They have no desire for their own enjoyment. They have no plans. They are just dovetailing their life to serve the plans of the Lord. And this is what we are, as devotees of the Lord, we are endeavoring to be devotees of the Lord. This is why we have tilak like this. And the idea is that we should learn to dovetail our life, or center our life around Krishna. Prabhupada describes that we should learn to mold our life in such a way that Krishna is in the center. So it takes some molding, because we've been molded the other way. It's like when you have a clay pot, you have to work it, isn't it? You have to mold it in the way that it's perfect shape. So in the same way, we are devotees of the Lord, so that actually means that we want to execute the order of the Lord. We want to follow Krishna's direction. And especially this direction comes through the medium of the spiritual master. It's by the grace of the spiritual master that we are engaged in Lord Krishna's service. And the more we can do this, the more we can put our own plans aside. It said, isn't it? It said that if you want to make Krishna laugh, you tell him your plans. Tell him your wayward plans. Tell him your plans. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. So, yeah, Krishna's got these plans. This is the idea, is that we work under Krishna's direction. Yeah? Krishna wants what is best. Krishna knows what we need in this life, materially and spiritually. So what we are endeavoring to do is to work under his direction. Yeah? And by following the path of Krishna consciousness, we will be able to perceive, through the direction of the devotees, Krishna's direction for us. And then our life will become auspicious. Just like the gopis, they are auspicious. But they're perfectly in sync with Krishna. Perfectly in sync with Krishna's desires. Perfectly. So it's a wonderful display. So in the same way, it's described that when we take up Krishna consciousness, our life can start, if we start to follow Krishna's direction, even try to follow Krishna's direction, then our life becomes auspicious. Yeah? It's described in the Nectar of Devotion that simply by taking up devotional service, then subhadam, is that? Subhadam, then one's life becomes auspicious. Yeah? Otherwise, everything else is inauspicious. Without actually serving Krishna, without actually engaging in spiritual activities, everything more or less is inauspicious. No matter how glittering it may look, actually, without connection to the Supreme, it's inauspicious. It's just like Prabhupada described, just like sometimes you see that sometimes when someone would decorate the dead body, just like decorating the dead body, it's pretty useless. And material endeavors without Krishna in the center is Shrama Eva Ikevanam. Actually, scripture describes, actually, even if you work very hard and you perfectly execute all your duties according to your social position, that means you do everything perfectly. Everything. You make no mistakes. But if you haven't developed any priti, any love, or any affection for Krishna, then it's trauma, eva, nigayamaram. All occupational duties, if they're not directed towards the Supreme Lord, are simply useless waste of time. Useless waste of time. Pointless. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Complaints? Comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So sometimes people find that their karma makes it even difficult for them to come to the temple or do some service. So how is Krishna helping? Because you mentioned that you did mention that he would aid us, but sometimes it's difficult to even come. So how is Krishna helping when this happens?
One thing to consider as a start is that a devotional service or spiritual life is not limited to everything within inside these walls of this building, so to speak. Spiritual life or devotional practice can be executed in any situation, in any environment, in any time, in any place, in any circumstance. It doesn't get much easier, but from Pushpam Purim Dayam Bhakti Praji Tadam Bhakti Upayatam Asami Prayam. It doesn't get much easier than offering Krishna with love and devotion a glass of water, an apple, or a flower. And of course, the temples are here to inspire us. The temple is a place where devotees get together and can get strength in their spiritual practice. No doubt. So as much as possible, we should make use of the temple environment and come to the temple. So there's two. Another point is that you mentioned about karma. Is karma stops us from coming to the temple? One sense, yes. One sense, no. We have just like Krishna's independent, we have minute independence. So we can always choose. Okay, it's one thing if circumstances, family situation, work situation, it's one thing if we're not able to come to the temple as much as we want. But it's not like even if we have the clear opportunity, we sit down and decide, oh, my karma's not going to let me come. It's not normal. We can always choose. Yeah, we can always choose. Yeah, we always have choice. Yeah? In other words, my karma is directing us one direction, no doubt. Yeah? Just like due to our karma, none of us should be sitting here together in this room here. It's not really, we should all be here according to our karma. You know? But our karma has been interrupted by the directions coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah? So Krishna is above the laws of karma, so his direction is above the laws of karma. So by following his direction, we also transcend the laws of karma. You know? Yeah? It's described that the conditioned soul is always inclined, that the conditioned soul of the material world is always inclined to engage in illicit activities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, always inclined, you know. But we now have got higher direction, and so we can take guidance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that sense, there's a point, this is where our life starts to become auspicious, because we're not following our karma, you know? We're following Krishna's direction. And if a karma is very strong, then that's no problem as well, as we engage our karma in Krishna's service, isn't it? Karma yoga. Yeah. Due to our karma, we may have a particular inclination to do a specific activity, to have a particular psychological makeup, which is difficult to shed, but we can use that in Krishna's service. That's another point. So we can actually use our karma in Krishna's service. The skills we have acquired by dint of our sojourn in this material world, we have certain skills, certain inclinations. So again, we learn to dove that. That's another point. We learn to dovetail that with Krishna. Yeah? Whatever one's propensity is, we can use that in Krishna's service and also become purified. Yeah. So there's a few points there. Yeah.
So can one get stuck in karma yoga?
Can one get stuck in karma yoga? They can do. Get stuck. But it's a nice place to get stuck. Because you're doing activities for Krishna's pleasure, and by the very nature of it, you will get purified. Yeah, it's the whole point. It's by engaging in karma yoga, one will actually comes in touch with Krishna, and then one is happy to do what Krishna wants. Yeah, it's one will become pure for that, because you cannot get stuck in karma yoga, because karma yoga means with Krishna. So you can only make advancements. So yoga means Krishna consciousness. So it's a nice, that's what it means. It's a nice place to get stuck. Because karma, Krishna. Yeah? You're doing Krishna's activity. Yeah? You're actually getting karma. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments on this point? Krishna, really quick, we have the microphone and then
come on.
Yeah, that's a good point as well, is that due to circumstance, we may not be in a position to visit the temple again as much as we would like to or engage in devotional activities, but we should keep that within our heart, you know, and still keep on desiring. You know. And by Krishna's grace, he will make certain arrangements in our life. I'm sure the devotees can also contest to that, that it becomes possible. You know. That's a good point. Can't see. No, karma yoga means bhakti, karma yoga. Actually, the real definition of karma yoga is only Krishna consciousness. If it's not related to Krishna, it's not yoga. Krishna defines yoga in the Bhagavad Gita as activities. It's not actually real yoga. In karma yoga, the real definition of the term is Krishna consciousness. We are dovetailing your propensities for Krishna. Someone may call it karma yoga if someone engages in philanthropic work, but they misunderstood what is actually yoga. Yeah. Yoga means bhakti. Yeah, all the different yogas are different aspects of bhakti, bring us closer to pure devotion. You know? Any other questions or comments? Okay, let's stop there. Half past. Come to Rashi and Baba Tonki. Sangatan results. Any restaurant? Okay, we've been in Krishna's pure vegetarian restaurant. No, we don't. Score sheet, is this the restaurant? Looks like it, yes. Score sheet. Is this book distribution? Or is it a restaurant? It looks like. Yeah, no, I figured it out. It's book distribution, yes. Scores, sheet. Name, Lakshmi. MOD.G.DO collected 15,000 points. MOD.G.DO. Maduya Garangi, that must be that. Is that right? I figured it out. MOD.G.DO. Okay. Well, before we have to wait and see what this, but I figured it out. So, thank you, 15 Lakshmis, and distributed 13 small books. Thank you. So, 3.25 book points. Hare Krishna. And Nirvana's boutique, we distributed 10 books and collected 157 Lakshmi points. So just ask for service. Can someone just pass if you find the prayer? Ask for service on the ladies' side to help serve prasadam. One, two, and on the men's side to help serve prasadam. One.